Job chapter 38. Then the Lord Jehovah answered Job out of the whirlwind, and said, Who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Tie your belt around your waist like a man, because I will demand of you, and you answer me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare, if you have understanding. Who has laid its measures, if you know? Or who has stretched the line upon it? Upon what are its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut up the sea with doors, when it broke forth, as if it had issued out of the womb. When I made the cloud its clothes, and thick darkness a swaddling band for it. And broke up for it my decreed place, and set bars and doors. And said, This far you shall come, but no further, and here shall your proud waves stop. Have you commanded the morning since your days, and caused the dawn to know its place? That it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as clothes. And from the wicked their light is withheld, and the high arm shall be broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea? Or have you walked in the search of the depth? Have the gates of death been opened to you? Or have you seen the doors of the shadow of death? Have you perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare if you know it all. Where is the way where light lives? And as for darkness, where is its place? That you should take it to its boundary, and that you should know the paths to its house. Do you know it, because you were born then? Or because the number of your days is great? Have you entered into the treasures of the snow? Or have you seen the treasures of the hail, which I have reserved against the time of trouble, against the day of battle and war? By what way is the light parted, which scatters the east wind upon the earth? Who has divided a watercourse for the overflowing of waters, or a way for the lightning of thunder? To cause it to rain on the earth, where no man is, on the wilderness, in which there is no man. To satisfy the desolate and waste ground. And to cause the bud of the tender herb to spring forth. Has the rain a father? Or who has fathered the drops of dew? Out of whose womb has the ice come? And the white frost of heaven, who has fathered it? The waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. Can you bind the sweet influences of Pleiades, seven stars, or loose the bands of Orion? Can you bring forth Maseroth's zodiac constellations in his season? Or can you guide Arcturus the Big Bear, Big Dipper, with his sons? Do you know the ordinances of heaven? Can you set its rule in the earth? Can you lift up your voice to the clouds, that abundance of waters may cover you? Can you send lightnings, that they may go, and say to you, Here we are. Who has put wisdom in the inward parts? Or who has given understanding to the heart? Who can number the clouds in wisdom? Or who can stop the bottles of heaven? When the dust grows into hardness, and the clods cling fast together? Will you hunt the prey for the lion? Or fill the appetite of the young lions? When they couch in their dens, and stay in the ditch to lie in wait? Who provides for the raven his food? When his young ones cry to God, they wander for lack of food.